This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More soldiers from Fort Carson are headed to the southern U.S. border. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Another 400 troops from bases across the country have been called to the border, including engineers from Fort Carson. The 76th Combat Engineer Company with the 4th Engineer Battalion is part of this deployment. They'll work in construction and to support mobilization and other operations. The new order brings the total number of U.S. troops deployed or approved to deploy to the southern border to more than 10,000. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A Colorado university is among 45 institutions facing a federal civil rights investigation for allegedly engaging in race exclusionary practices in graduate programs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The Federal Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights alleges the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, partnered with an organization called the PhD Project that aims to create more diverse faculty in business schools. The department argues that this is discriminatory. The move follows a February letter sent to all public schools and colleges to end the use of racial preferences and stereotypes in education programs. The university says it believes it only used the PhD project to advertise open faculty positions, one tool among many the college uses. The university said it does not discriminate in its recruitment or hiring practices. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A Democratic political organizer from Longmont will be Colorado's newest state senator. Katie Wallace was selected to fill a vacant Senate seat in Boulder County after the resignation of former Senator Sonia Jaquez Lewis, who left amid an ethics probe into whether she mistreated legislative aides. A Democratic vacancy committee selected Wallace Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.